And so I believe the Holy Spirit wants to minister to us, not just a word on something that's relevant and important to us, but by His own power and presence. You know, the Word of God says that God is love. Now, this is a some of this is prophecy coming up. Okay, so however it flows, this is what it is. But some things the Lord spoke to me today while I was sitting in the rest area over in Williamstown after I left the hospital in Marietta visiting my mother. And I don't have the prophecy with me, but I know some of the principles that He spoke to me about. And you know, love is the ultimate healing. Because that's what God is. God is love. And the word and the name God is a little impersonal. You know, there's a lot of different people from different religions that refer to God. But the Muslims don't know Him as their Heavenly Father. The Hebrews don't know Him as their Heavenly Father. The Jehovah's Witnesses don't know Him as their Heavenly Father. The Mormons don't know Him in reality as their Heavenly Father. And there are people in the body of Christ that have been born again that don't really know the fatherhood of God. And that's what we've always craved. I don't even think we can fully appropriate the brotherhood of Jesus without coming to realize and recognize the fatherhood of our Heavenly Father. I want to remind us that before Jesus was born in a human body, He was not the Son of God. He became the Son in human form. And because He wasn't the Son of God until He was born physically, God, the first member of the Holy Trinity, wasn't the Heavenly Father in relationship. But the moment that Jesus took on human form and became the Son, God the Creator became the Father. But before that took place in the fullness of times, about 2,000 some years ago, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, each and every one had a fathering and a mothering heart. That's why they created mankind. There were angels of at least four different classifications that we have listed in the Old Testament or the New Testament. But it wasn't complete for the Godhead until they created children in their own image. Family members in their own image. And though angels are in a celestial body form, heavenly body form, you have a higher life in you now than angels do. They don't have the life of God in them the way you do. You have the life of God and the nature of God in you that I believe goes beyond what Adam and Eve had in their physical creation, because God breathed the breath of life into Adam and Eve. That's some of God's life. But you have God, the Holy Spirit, in you. You have God the Father in you. You have God the Son in you. Adam and Eve had the breath of life. At least Adam had the breath of life breathed into him. So God exhaled into Adam's nostrils. What God breathed out, Adam was energized by and animated by. But what you have in you as being born again is the life of God, the nature of God, the holiness of God, the righteousness of God, the perfection of God, the completion of God. And I'm reminded by the Holy Spirit that in John 10:10, Jesus said, "For the thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." He wasn't comparing the abundance of life with the abundance of spiritual death in that verse that he was referring to, because death and life cannot compare. In the principle of God, where sin abounds, grace does much more overpower and abound. I believe that what the Lord was referring to in John 10:10, that you may have life and have it more abundantly, I believe that he was referring to the life of Adam in comparison to the life that they would receive through the life of Jesus. And I'm reminded in the Scripture that it says the first Adam became a living soul, but the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. So Adam, the original Adam, was energized and animated by the breath of God. And God walked with him and walked with Eve in the Garden of Eden. But God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit doesn't only walk with us, they're in us. They're in us in fullness. You are inhabited by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You have treasure beyond measure. You are treasure beyond measure. You and I have had God Himself, God themselves, as one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, perfectly united, move into us. And they can never move out. And sin was driven out. And sin can never come back in. Unrighteousness was permanently removed from your being. Unrighteousness can never sneak back in. You've been sealed. And that doesn't even do the expression justice. That's just how it's described. You've been sealed by the Holy Spirit, the guarantee of your redemption. Well, that's putting it mildly. Where God is, there's nothing less. And because He is eternal, He can't leave you. He's in you. And so it's referred to as in at least four different places in the New Testament as you have been sealed with the Spirit of promise, or sealed. Well, to have something sealed means that in at least principle, there's the potential for the seal to be removed. That's why the seal is there. That does not do it justice in describing what took place in your born-again life. There's nothing to be removed. There's nothing that the seal could be broken off of. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. The joy of the Lord is our sustaining strength. The peace of God that passes all understanding guards our heart and mind because of your union with Jesus. In Him, you live and move and have your being. In you, He lives and moves and has His being. That's truth. All the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in Him bodily. And you are complete in Him. Because He's complete in you. There's nothing lacking. Something the Lord spoke to me a few days ago in just continuing to radiate the reality of this stuff to my understanding is there's no junior Jesuses in the kingdom of heaven. It goes beyond being a clone of the original. You are as the original is. And 1 John 4:17 says, "For as He is, so are we." In this world. And just as Jesus is the perfect imprint physically of the